Hello?
Yes, can you hear us all right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now.
All right. Well, have you seen the body cam footage from over the weekend?
I have, but that's information I cannot share because it is all of that is in the hands of investigators.
When did you see the footage?
Yesterday.
Was it before or after you sent out your statement on the matter?
It was before.
So you saw, you were able to see the footage, and then you issued your statement.
Yeah.
We're curious. You said you can't speak on it. Can you give us any idea? Was there any indication from that video footage that may lead you to believe that there needs to be an extra investigation in here into the use of force by police officers?
You know, it's material that is part of the investigation, so I can't speak on it at all.
Well, in your statement that we've been kind of looking through and chatting about this morning, in your statement, you talked pretty directly with a fairly negative tone on the events. You lumped it into
I don't think I was being negative at all. You know, anytime there's a shooting, it's just as hard on the law enforcement officers as it is on the public. I mean, I was in law enforcement serving with the sheriff of Salt Lake County for 8 years, and I've seen the realities of how traumatic an event like this is for law enforcement officers and the public and everyone. It's tragic for everyone involved.
But you lumped this in, though. You lumped within this in, though, with some other incidences that are seriously disputed.
Well, there are a couple incidences other than this that were being talked about that I was being asked about. So I tried to respond to all of those. And what I'll say is that, you know, incidences like this are hard, and they create, you know, some level of scrutiny and distrust with our law enforcement. And what I've made clear to Chief Brown since I was elected is that I wanted to see more training with de-escalation tactics and whenever possible. I want to make sure that this is a tool that is a primary tool in our efforts as a law enforcement agency. And I think that will only make us a better law enforcement agency. We do have an excellent law enforcement agency. I want everyone to understand that. And I also want everyone to understand that I am confident in my law enforcement department, and I am also confident in the investigation that is happening under the Unified Police Department and the District Attorney's Office.
Well, and this is frankly what's missing from your statement that you'd issued over the weekend, and this is why we're wondering whether this statement
is... You know what?
Is,
I have to go.
Is
I'm
an in,
sorry,
it,
but thank you.
Well, but let me just ask you this question real quick. Well...
Whoa.